At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
So I asked you a question, which is, which world famous monument has the following? 20,000 lights on it. It used to be yellow, and it also has a wife. Some of your guesses coming in on 087-4100-102. Is it the Golden Gate Bridge, says Fergus? No. The Colosseum? No. Danny says the Empire State Building, defo. Love those coloured lights at the top of it. Not that one, Danny. The Statue of Liberty? Ferris wheel? Dave's World. The Taj Mahal, says Pat in Dublin. And Kevin Dublin says, is it Elton John with 20,000 lights on him? No, it's not.
Is it the Nace Ball?
No. Although, do you remember that girl dressed up for Halloween and called herself Lil Nace X and was dressed up at the ball? It's the greatest costume of all time. No, some people got it right, though. It is the Eiffel Tower. And I know Dave's World can be pretty random, but I found one fact about the Eiffel Tower this morning and then went into a rabbit hole of facts about the Eiffel Tower. So I'm doing an Eiffel Tower, what Dave's World deal with it. Architect Gustav Eiffel was the man behind it, and
yep.
And he—that's why it's named after him. But everybody hated it when it was proposed. Literally, the entire. First of all, this was the fact that got me in. It was supposed to be erected in Barcelona, and all the lads in Catalonia went, "Get that out of here!" No, and they shifted it over to Paris. So it could have been the Eiffel Tower in Barcelona, but it's the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
Sloppy second.
Yeah, they rejected it because they thought it was an eyesore. when it went to Paris, there was this petition was signed with hundreds and hundreds of signatures on it, which I guess in 1890s was a lot. We, the writers, painters, sculptors, architects, and lovers of the beauty of Paris, do protest with all our vigor and all our indignation in the name of French taste and endangered French art and history against the useless and monstrous Eiffel Tower. Still,
wow.
Still went ahead. Government went, yeah, whatever.
I suppose back then, when you had lots of things built with steel and rivets, it mightn't have looked as unique as it does now.
Yeah.
Like in a modern landscape, it looks different.
It does.
But maybe back then it just looked like
a pylon.
Yeah, like, yeah. Exactly.
Well, it was only supposed to be built and standing for 20 years. So there was a World's Fair these things used to do in the late 19th century and the early 20th century, where you'd go and kind of every nation would come and show off the cool technology things that they had. So there was a World's Fair in 1889 in Paris to celebrate the 100 years of the French Revolution. And they said, look, we'll put it up for 20 years and then we'll tear it down. Obviously, still there today because everyone has learned to love it, and now it is a massive antenna full of mobile phone masts and very important for the communication of the city of Paris.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. There's about 120 masts on the top of it.
That's a bit disappointing, isn't it?
Well, you never get near it, or it doesn't matter. You can't see them, you know what I mean? It's just quite useful to put them up there. It does change its height. I've done that in Dave's World before. So in the hot weather in the summer, because of the nature of the way it's built, and it's the fact that, as you said, Dermot, it's metal and rivets, it will actually grow 6 inches in the hot weather, and in the cold weather in the winter, it will shrink by 6 inches, but it's around 1,060 feet. Now, it has a wife. This is amazing. An American lady called Erica Labrie came to France, saw the Eiffel Tower, fell in love with the Eiffel Tower, as lots of people do. Anne-Marie, I know you've got a soft spot in your heart for the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Well, in 2004, she came to Paris, loved it, and then decided she would marry the Eiffel Tower. So she got a celebrant who would perform the ceremony. She stood underneath it. She married the Eiffel Tower and has changed her name legally from Erica Labrie to Erica Eiffel. And she is married to the tower. Obviously, married to the tower in her head. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like anything like the tower recognizes her as its wife or whatever.
I'm disappointed with that because I thought you were going to tell me, you know, it's married to the Statue of Liberty.
Yes, or, that would have been a better story.
Or the Spire in Dublin.
The Spire's only a baby compared to that. Gustav Eiffel, though, is a little sneaker. He slipped an apartment into the Eiffel Tower on the third level of the Eiffel Tower, there's an apartment. And if you walk up and do the tour, the walking tour, they have it kind of glass doored and you can look in and all the original furniture and everything is in there. It's a tiny little thing. But he had like Thomas Edison in there as a guest. People would still would pay millions to stay in it, but no one's allowed anymore just to keep it safe and whatever. But yeah, it's unavailable for use. It's also been sold. This is amazing. A con man put it up for sale. He said he went around to the scrap merchants of Paris and went, here, listen, we're not allowed to say it, but the government is tearing down the Eiffel Tower, so we're going to sell it for scrap metal. It's going to be worth so much. Do you want? And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So what do we do? Just pay me now, and then when we tear it down, I'll be able to get back. But we can't. Wow. The public will go crazy if we tell them, so we're not telling them. Yeah, yeah, cool, cool. Millions of franc, and then he just headed off. No one was ever tearing it down.
Wow.
And he just got away with it. And then he came back a few years later and tried to do it again. It's pretty amazing. The colours is interesting as well. So when it went up, Dermot, you were saying, like, what was it like at the time? It was actually bright red when they put it up first. It was painted iron. So it wasn't just like the kind of grey, bronzy colour it is now. In 1899, so 10 years after it had gone up, they painted it bright yellow. And then 50 years ago, it was coated in this bronze paint that actually helps protect the metal. So that's why it's that color now.
I hope they strip the paint instead of, you know, paint over paint over paint. Then it ends up like twice the width it was initially because the layers of paint.
A couple of quick numbers ones for you then. As I said, 20,000 bulbs on it, 120 antennas on the top of it, 50 miles of electric cable cover the whole thing to obviously power the lights and all the other bits and stuff that are in it. It has 1,665 stairs, not steps, stairs.
Oh, wow.
If you know what I mean. Three viewing platforms, and it's made of 18,000 pieces of iron bolted together with over 2.5 million rivets.
It's pretty bloody cool.
It is.
You just don't get that same reaction when you look at the spire.
No.
You're like, what and why?
I think, as you said before, Dermot, three words, can't go up. That's the problem with the spire.
Yeah.
It's just standing there. You can't do anything.
They need to make it into one of those things that you see at carnivals, you know, where they strap you in and they bring you to the top and then drop you down really fast.
Into the traffic at Oconn Street.
You're right. It's not interactive.
No, there's nothing. It's just you look
That's
at it.
That's always
go,
been
yeah.
my issue with the bloody chimneys.
Like, the chimneys are.
You can't do it in there either.
Did they burn fossil fuels to give us electricity? They've got a job.
They haven't been used in generations.
Yeah, but they're still. They're just,
you look at them and you're like, oh, remember.
Yeah,
something.
But we should be able to go in and go up.
You can if you're one of those crazy YouTube climber guys.
Or a pigeon fancier.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.